I don't have to keep printing these up. Does anybody?
No.
Okay. I'll print fewer up. Looks like you have to take them, but some people. I know Dick. He was always asking, so I always not wanted to get down. If you would bow with me, we'll have a word of prayer, and then we will get started. Should be a quick one today. We don't have too much to go over. Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you at this time. We're so thankful for this Lord's Day, so thankful for the worship that we've had this morning, and we pray that it was done in accordance with your will and was edifying for all those that were here. We ask that you would be with us now as we, as men of the congregation, discuss these things pertaining to this congregation and are looking out for the spiritual needs and how we use the funds that are available to spread the borders of your kingdom. We ask that you would give us wisdom as we make these decisions and that you would guide us in these decisions. And we thank you for all the things that you blessed us with. And we ask all these things to your son's name. Amen. Alright, so there's the finances. Those of you that have it, not much to say about that. Just a reminder, always want to remind everybody, coming up October, November-ish is our renewal for the insurance for the building, and that's always about a 10, 11 grand. It's probably, I'm sure it'll go up just like everything's been going up, so I'm expecting 12, 13 grand maybe this year. I'll let y'all know more details about that when I get them. There was, Tommy was wanting that update on the lights, and I know there were several that were wondering about that as well. You know, we had decided we were going to replace those lights outside, and it's getting closer to fall, even though it's still 109 out there, and getting darker earlier. And I asked Josh Scroggins about it. He said that he's planning on getting it done this next month. The kids being back in school, he'll have a little more time. Plus, he's kind of been waiting on the heat to take a break from that as well. And he also mentioned, Rick, you said something about having access to a lift.
Awesome.
All right, I just, you know, no need to bring that up now. He mentioned that he was going to follow up with you on that, and if that was possible, get it taken care of, and if not, go ahead and get it rented from wherever he was going to rent it from. He's also going to try to, at the same time, whatever lift he said he was going to try to get the lift that he could use inside, too, to make a couple of the repairs we need up at the top and the auditorium. So he said he's planning on getting that done in the next few weeks. Do you have something? I believe so. The glass. So I believe that's all that I have though on the lights. And then Tommy, if you had something.
Just going to bring up a couple things and. Just something that happened to me when I was doing lobby duty. I would like to encourage everybody to be vigilant. When I was out there, I left one door open so people could get in and out. And I was at the door physically looking out. I wasn't in the room looking at the monitor. I turned around and talked to somebody who had asked me a question for about 15 seconds. And I turned back around and there was somebody I didn't recognize standing at the door. I don't know where they came from. They didn't walk up from the street because I wasn't gone that long. If they had chose to come in the door, they could have. So that's why I had been locking all the doors after that. I just wanted to remind us that if you leave a door open, especially if you turn around and walk away, there's nobody there. And another thing I was asked to bring up, I know more than one person feels this way, is, I don't know really a diplomatic way to say it, but it's really nice when we know all the songs in worship. It's harder to worship, keep my mind focused on what I'm supposed to be doing when I'm trying to figure out the song. Which I like singing new songs, by the way.
Well, I think on that note, we had mentioned back about, I guess it's 2.5 years ago now.
How do you remember some of that stuff?
It's a curse. trying to learn the new songs on the Wednesday night and stuff like that, that, you know, not everyone shows up to that. So when are we going to expose them to the new songs? It's going to have to be in the worship service. But, and so we were going to have to do it, but to try to keep it to one song per service. Because it does get distracting. I found myself today, you know, trying to read the music, and then I found I was on the wrong verse with the words and stuff like that. But we're never going to learn them unless we have them in the full congregational setting. We're never going to learn them as a group. So the accommodation we made back then was, okay, try to keep it to one, a worship service, so that, okay, maybe that was a little distracting, but maybe we learned a new song a little bit better, and then the next one is familiar or whatever.
Right. Well, not to mention that some of us have been in both congregations, but you forget which ones know which hymns.
Yeah,
that does happen. I have had one I've led three times, and each time afterward, Bonnie goes, "They don't know that song, Justin." All right.
Yeah, so song leaders, just kind of be aware of that. Like I said, we're not going to know 100% who knows what, but try not to throw a ton of new songs in there all at once.
That's kind of the point, though. You're not going to know.
Right. And it's yeah, no, you're right. It's impossible.
Would it be permissible to try new songs and then not fuck out? And, introduce them then or learn them then?
You mean kind of like a class like we're doing on
the No. Just during our normal singing.
I mean, I think that's what we said before was that was fine, but there's a difference between it being a song and it being four of the six songs.
Right, exactly. Yeah, not all new songs, of course. Right. Yeah.
One suggestion I would have is our song practice is 20 minutes, it's once a month, and we get maybe one song. That's not a way to really get through the book to find out what songs we don't know. At that pace, it'll take us 20 years to get through all the songs to go, this is one we don't know. One thing that, growing up, almost every congregation I've ever been to, Wednesday night once a month was singing night, and we just sang a bunch of songs. I had a little short invitation, no classes, and we had a short invitation, and that was what we did. And you can get through a whole lot more songs that way, and practice more songs, more people would be available to them. And to me, it just seems more feasible.
That is something to think about. Didn't
you brought that up 2 months ago?
Yeah, because I was not at. I think that was when I was out of town that you were. I think I missed a couple in the last like 3 months because I was with sick kids last time, and then the time before that, I believe I was out of town and Dad took over. So I don't remember off the top of my head.
It was either 2 months or 1 month ago.
I know that some of those things were discussed about how we do our singings and the Saturday night singings specifically. So that's always something.
So, I mean, the outcome of that meeting was that we said that...
Was Wednesday not discussed in that?
Yeah, Wednesday night was discussed, and that was that Ian was put in charge of the fourth Wednesday, 7 o'clock song class thing, and we put a sign-up sheet up on the wall, so he... Huh?
No, I was put in charge of doing the
triangle.
I don't know who's in
charge. David's doing the class.
He just put the class up.
Yeah,
you're right. He was the whatever. Point is, people were put in charge of those, but nothing really structurally was changed except that the triannual was moved from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And we said, all right, we're going to try that, a renewed effort. And then we said, hey, there's no problem with multiple people advertising, so like come the, fourth Sunday or whatever, if four or five people post on Facebook or chat or whatever, well, hey, don't forget, 7 p.m. this Wednesday. This is the Wednesday. This is the one. We'll try to get more people at that.
And I know that was mentioned that I think like the main reason why we switched to doing the Wednesday singing is because there were issues with the curriculum. But I'm still in favor of finding ways to make it work that we do switch. Just make it a whole Wednesday night be a singing night. So I think that would be a better way to go about having the way to introduce the new songs with everyone there versus trying to get everyone there early on Wednesday night.
So do we want to make that change?
I motion.
So that's talking monthly?
So monthly singing on Wednesday nights? Place of one of the Bible classes.
That reduces 13 to 9 nights that we can have classes. That's what, again, that's one of the things we discussed last time, do we do it or not, and there were some that it was decided to stick with it 2 months ago to what we were doing and try to put more of an emphasis on the Wednesday night singing at 7 and get more people to come and what we could do and make sure it was. But if we change our mind, we change our mind. I'm not for it or against it. I always like those singings just like Rick does. I've always liked it. But again, if you're teaching a Wednesday night class, you need to check with the ladies first because and let's have a more of an understanding of that because that severely reduces the number of classes, which is why we stopped it way back when because we used to have the same thing here.
And I know
about 25 years ago.
I know they just redid the curriculum and redid all the classes for all the young kids and all that too.
Well, let's do. Well, how would you?
An alternative would be to keep the monthly 7 o'clock thing, but to do a fifth Wednesday singing, and then it's just one Wednesday a quarter instead of 3 Wednesdays a quarter.
We don't have to talk to ladies about that, do we?
Hey, you guys do what you want.
I'm kidding.
It impacts a lot of ladies.
All right, I do like that idea. That's a good start.
We need someone to turn the cameras off in the parking lot when Josh gets beat up later.
do you think we could get enough of a brother to stay after the 11 o'clock Sunday morning service to practice some songs for 20 or 30 minutes?
Nope.
I don't.
Not after 3 hours.
No.
After 3 hours.
I think you get about the same attendance rate you do on the Wednesday 7 o'clock.
I know we won't keep everybody, but we don't need to teach everybody the songs. We need enough that when Rick leads the song, those that know it will carry it, and everyone else can learn from it.
Specifically for my family, that'd be tough because Rachel works. She's got to work on Sundays pretty quick.
I still get really angry about this time.
We need to have a month of singing at someone's house.
The other thing to remember is this is also something we can do as individuals. We can just come up here and learn.
Right.
And if somebody wants to orchestrate something of coming up here and teaching or studying songs, they can put it out there. Whoever can show up can show up. But if we continue doing the once a month singing and we're only getting one song in and very few men want to get up there and teach new songs, we're never going to get any new songs learned.
Why don't we, then, my suggestion is between now and next men's meeting, talk to your wives that are teaching, those of you that have them, and ask them about the, would everybody be okay with at least initially starting with the once every quarter, the fifth Sunday of the, not once a Sunday, the fifth Wednesday?
Go ahead and ask about both.
Well, yeah, ask about both, and then we'll get feedback, and then we can discuss making any changes. I'll make a note, we'll bring that up next men's meeting about the Wednesday seats. Is everybody okay with that?
Sounds good.
I got something I just want to put before y'all real quick. And a correction to the personal work meeting. We've got a line on the bottom that says we're still supporting the Filipino brethren from the church. And we're not. Is everybody aware of that?
Is that the bulletin still?
The Filipino?
No, it's in the on the personal worksheet you said.
I haven't changed the bulletin either, so.
I just need to be updated on.
They are all being supported from Dick's trust on that.
Okay.
So that's been some time now that they've been doing that. I just wanted to make that clear. I had the San Juan family I've talked about before. Carlos has been preaching for over 40 years there in the Philippines. He's got two sons that are preaching that I supported myself for a while, and now they've been enrolled in the trust fund. He's got a young son, Dante, who's been helping him for 15 years. He's like 30 now. And he's been trained as a teacher and can't get a job, bless him, but he's trying. He trusts the Lord, and the Lord will provide. He keeps telling me that. His wife is in the hospital right now with ovarian cyst. And he asked for some help, and I provided some just for their incidentals while they're there for about a week. But this is an opportunity for, if you either the church or individuals in the church. Yvonne has said to me repeatedly, if she'd only know, that she'd be happy to help. It may be, she's going to get the results of her biopsy. His wife's name is Allison, on Tuesday or Wednesday, whether or not it's cancer or not. If it's not cancer, they can just remove the cyst for a lot less money. But if it's cancer, it's going to cost more. They don't have insurance like we have. He's had to borrow like 60,000 pesos, which is around $1,400. Doesn't sound like much to us, it's a lot to them. But I just want to put that out for you. I'll let you know how things progress. Maybe we could be thinking about if this is something that we can do, like Ian was talking about, work of the church, helping brethren in other places. We don't want, Stan and I don't want to use it from the trust. That's devoted for the support of the preachers and not for help like that. But if we could be thinking about that, I'll let you know.
Okay. What's the son's name again?
Dante.
D-A-N-T-E.
And what I've done before with Edmire is, he's had some requests, a few of them I've been able to take care of myself, but then at other times I'll put it on that through the Facebook group just to get the word out. Because like you're right, there are several in our number that are more than willing to help. It's just that they don't know about it. And so, we could
just post it. Like
post that, and then if whatever part of the need's not fulfilled, and we can discuss,
You can post what you just said now, and then whenever you get the results, post the results.
It's just an easy way to get, for those that aren't in here and hearing it, and some of the widows. And so,
just. I did find the my AED, and I gave it to Thackeray, so he's going to check it out, make sure it's good.
Okay. All right, so the AED potentially taken care of, so thank you, Justin. Does anybody else have anything new? Thackeray?
So, I know we have a plethora of opportunities in the sense of events and things that we have going, not events, but monthly sittings and all these different things. But I was asked to bring it up. Do y'all remember the thing that we did with, it was like a topical thing where we lead a song, do some verses, the prayer and then the song and then some verses and go on and so on and so forth. I've been asked to bring it up as to whether or not we want to do those again.
But I mean, we could possibly do that. The time to do it would be along with the fourth Sunday singing.
I know that it's edifying to some, and I like
some. And there are some that prefer not do that. Absolutely. And your dad's one of them, so you talk to me about that. but that's something to think of as well. I mean, again, it's not. I mean, those things they're not set in stone. We've done them for a while a certain way, but they're just tradition. And so, if we want to. That's certainly something we could think about doing.
I had like one or two, not a whole lot of interest, but just so.
I mean,
throwing it back out.
I know the way at Woodmont, we did it for a while, is every fifth Sunday of the month is we did it that style of one of the service.
See, when there's a full moon on the Sunday.
But, and the preacher is there at the time, he has impeccable records. So we can go and find those outlines. That way, it's no trouble to go find just all those plug-in names.
Yeah. And again, that something like that, we need somebody willing to organize it. And I know when we've done that before here, it was pretty much just picked a few songs and a few verses. And it
wasn't well
done. There's ways it can be well done. There's ways it's not well done. And
I think with as much as we have going on right now, we may be best to figure all that out first, and then think about plugging anything else in.
That's a good point. But yeah, that's something that, again, keep that in mind. But we'll focus on the singing first between now and next that Wednesday singing between now and next. So. All right. If there's nothing else, then we will be through. Thank you, guys.